This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House said Monday it was too soon to tell whether the aborted rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group and its leader in Russia this weekend will change the course of the conflict in Ukraine or international relations in general. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
On Monday, questions continued to swirl. John Kirby is Director of Strategic Communications at the National Security Council.
I think I'd be fibbing to you if I told you that there was some sort of big agenda item changed because of what happened over the weekend. We'll have to see how this plays out.
He said President Joe Biden was briefed hourly on events over the weekend. And on Monday, Biden answered one critical question.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
In an address Monday, Putin appeared to question that. In an audio statement released Monday, Prigozhin said he sent tanks in Moscow's direction to express our protest, not to oust the government. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
European Union ministers are urging caution after over the failed revolt by mercenary soldiers in Russia. As talks in Luxembourg Monday, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell likened the short-lived uprising led by Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin to Putin unleashing Frankenstein's monster. First UN independent investigator to visit the U.S. detention center Guantanamo Bay.
After two decades of custody, the suffering of those detained is profound and it's ongoing.
UN Human Rights Monitor Fionnuala Nialine says those 30 men are subject to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment.
Every single detainee I met with lives with the unrelenting harms that follow from systematic practices of rendition, torture, and arbitrary detention.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is VOA News. The United Nations says in Sudan's western Darfur region, conflict and unrest have sparked sexual violence against women. Many who fled the region to neighboring Chad say that there has been a complete breakdown of law and order, allowing for more attacks on women to take place. Henry Wilkins speaks to survivors of sexual violence in this report from Chad.
This woman, whose name VOA is withholding to protect her identity, fled Darfur when fighting broke out in her hometown of Tindelti. She says men from the Janjaweed, an armed group of mostly Arab origin who victimized black Sudanese, entered her home where she and her sister were sheltering from fighting. She says the men raped her and her sister. Muna Malik is a gender equality activist from Darfur. She has been recording cases of rape in the region of Sudan since Sudan's civil war began on April 15th, triggering widespread intercommunal violence. The war involves two rival generals locked in a power struggle. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kafrun, Chad.
The next big advance in cancer treatment could be a vaccine. That's according to AP's Ed Donahue.
Like traditional vaccines that prevent disease, these shots are designed to shrink tumors and stop cancer from coming back.
This is going to be the decade of vaccines.
Dr. Nora Deesis at the University of Washington Medicine's Cancer Vaccine Institute says the vaccines boost the immune system to find and kill cancer cells.
They're super well tolerated. They're not chemotherapy. And patients do very well. You can get a short course of vaccines and they last a lifetime.
Todd Piper near Seattle is testing a vaccine intended to shrink lung cancer tumors. The cancer spread to his brain.
Bottom line is I have nothing to lose and everything to gain, either for me or for other people down the road.
Besides lung cancer, vaccine tests are underway in early and advanced breast cancer and ovarian cancer. I'm Ed Donahue.
A judge has given preliminary approval to a $290 million deal that J.P. Morgan Chase reached with sex victims of financier Jeffrey Epstein. Federal judge praised lawyers on both sides for working out the deal, announced earlier in the month. A lawsuit lawyers for victims said that J.P. Morgan gave Epstein loans and let him withdraw large sums of cash from 1998 through August 2013. Even though it knew sex crimes had occurred, the bank has said it now regrets any interaction the bank had with Epstein while he was a client. Settlement awaits final approval. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.